What if you, yes, you, could create a podcast, a real show, right from your phone? Sounds wild, doesn't it? But it's not just a daydream. With a creative spark and a dash of AI, you can turn that one tiny idea you've been holding on to into something incredible. Thanks to tools like Jellypod.ai, the process is streamlined, and honestly, it's so much simpler than you think. I'm Nova Vox, and in each episode, I'll give you strategies, tips, and know-how to build something truly unique, your very own podcast, your way. So let me ask you, are you ready? Ready to step into this world where your ideas come alive, where every episode will echo with your passion? The future of storytelling and podcasting is waiting with our audience. Storytelling really stands out. I mean, think about it. It's how humans have connected for centuries, right? Through shared stories, experiences, and emotions. But here's the key. Your storytelling has got to feel authentic. Listeners can tell when, you know, you're just making something up, or when you're being disingenuous. Now, empathy plays a major role in all this. Imagine this. You're tuning into a podcast, and the host shares a personal anecdote, something deeply relatable. Like, maybe they talk about struggling to balance work and life, and you're just sitting there like, yes, that's me. That connection. It's gold. It's what makes people come back for more. So sharing little slices of your life, not making every episode a memoir, but just enough, is a really strong way to build that bridge with your listeners. Oh, and let's not forget feedback. Your audience's feedback. Now, I know that can sound a bit overwhelming. Like, are we supposed to listen to every single recommendation? Not necessarily. But here's where technology kinda gives us an edge. Thanks to tools powered by AI, we can look for patterns in listener responses. For example, maybe after a few episodes, you notice people keep asking for more interviews with guests or fewer monologues. AI can actually analyze all that data and give you insights to tweak your format just slightly, just enough, to keep everyone happier without, you know, losing your voice in the process. Let me share a quick story of my own. Back when I was, let's say, beta testing a podcast idea, I started with these heavy, tech-deep episodes. I thought my audience would appreciate all the research and detail. And guess what? I was wrong. Completely wrong. A few brave listeners sent in feedback. They said, Nova, we love the knowledge, but can you, like, make it more human, more relatable? It stung at first, I won't lie, but I took it to heart, and it changed everything. So I added personal anecdotes, little tidbits, things that made me vulnerable, and wow, the turnaround was incredible. The audience engagement? Through the roof. What I'm saying here is, listeners want to feel like they're part of the conversation, not just the audience. Give them stories they can connect to, pay attention to their feedback, and who knows? You might just end up creating something more meaningful than you originally imagined. Now, let's talk about branding. And I don't mean just slapping a cool logo on things and calling it a day, though, you know, a good logo does help. I'm talking about creating an identity that feels true to what your podcast is all about. Think of some of the standout podcasts you know. They've got a tone, a style, visuals, and just this vibe that feels unmistakably theirs. That's no accident. Let me give you an example. If you look at podcasts like The Daily, or even How I Built This, they've nailed consistency. Every episode feels aligned, like a part of this bigger picture. It's the tone in their language, the familiarity in their intros, the deliberate choice of storytelling frameworks. It all reinforces their brand. For your podcast, that can mean figuring out what truly makes your show, well, yours, and carrying that through everything you do. It's how your audience recognizes you in a sea of content. And here's something you can try. Audience surveys. They're kind of like your secret weapon. Ever wondered what your listeners really want to hear? Ask them. Let them guide you. They might surprise you. Say, for instance, they're loving your quirky intros, but not vibing with long interviews. Adjusting for those insights can boost loyalty and engagement without straying too far from who you are. But it doesn't stop there. Social media can be huge for this. The key here, just being active. If someone comments on an episode post, respond. If they've got suggestions or even criticism, even better. You're showing them that their voice matters, which is basically community gold. It's amazing how just a little back and forth online can turn casual listeners into diehard fans. Now, let's mix it up with a case study. Take Ben Levitt's approach with his three-episode principle. He drops not one, but three episodes when launching a new podcast. Why? Well, for starters, it's smart psychology. It shows you're in it for the long haul, not just a one-and-done experiment. It also helps podcast platforms see solid instant engagement, which boosts visibility. And get this, he doesn't just stop at the audio. He tailors his content for different platforms, like creating microclips for Instagram or YouTube. The takeaway? Think about how to package your content for each space people consume it in. When you piece all of this together, the brand, the surveys, the engagement, it's more than just a podcast, right? It's a connection, an experience that people associate with your name. All right, let's dive into one of the trickiest parts of podcasting, getting noticed. You've created something amazing, but how do you help it stand out when, honestly, there's a podcast for just about everything these days? Well, it all starts with making it easy for people to find you. Let's talk about podcast SEO. Imagine someone typing in the name of your show and bam, it doesn't show up. Pretty disappointing, right? That's why optimizing things like your show title and metadata is critical. The title should be unique. Avoid generic words like the daily this or the weekly that. And seriously, check if any other shows have similar names before you commit. I mean, I can't tell you how many podcasts I've come across called Project Passion or something equally overdone. So make sure your name doesn't get lost in the shuffle. And metadata, now I know it doesn't sound glamorous. It's like the backstage crew of your podcast, but it's super important. Keywords in your description, relevant tags, even your episode titles all impact search rankings. Think of metadata as breadcrumbs leading potential listeners right to your door. Now, let's talk websites. A podcast website isn't just a landing page, it's your home base. This is where listeners can go beyond just hearing you. They can engage with exclusive content, join community forums, or heck, even shop merch if you've got that. Keep it simple. User-friendly layouts go a long way in keeping visitors around. And don't forget an email newsletter. Those are like pure gold for keeping your audience in the loop and invested. Another trick? Partnering with guests. Inviting the right guest onto your show can be a game changer, especially if they have their own following. Collaborations open doors to whole new listener groups. Here's the thing. Don't feel like your show has to be massive to land a big name. People love talking about themselves. So if you can show you're genuinely interested in their work, it can work wonders. I've seen smaller podcasts snag high-profile guests just by presenting the opportunity in a thoughtful way. And there's a ripple effect, right? Guests promote episodes to their audience, and suddenly you've got new listeners coming in, some of whom might even stick around. It's those little steps that make a big difference over time. Look, growing your podcast is definitely a journey, but every tweak and strategy adds up. Whether you're focusing on SEO, building a vibrant website, or leveraging collaborations, the key is consistency. And that's all we've got for today, folks. Remember, podcasting isn't just about talking into a mic. It's about creating something meaningful with your audience. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries. See you soon.